It's time, y'all. It's time to open up your mind. It's time to raise up your voice. And it's time to be entertained, enlightened, and to learn more about what you already know. Choir Boy laid the track, and it's showtime. You're on the online happy hour. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Here we go, fam. BlogTalkRadio.com/ How was your weekend? Spell was with a Z. The call-in number tonight is 646-727-3279. Again, I repeat that for you, 626-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those that have heard this show before and those who are listening for the very first time, my name is Andy Brown, and I am co-hosting along with the very talented, the very lovely, the sensational media diva herself, Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101. Miss Oatmeal, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Andy. How are you doing this evening?
Well, you know what? I'm doing quite fine. I'm a little tucked in under the weather. I got that Spanish fly. Nasty, but I'm okay. I'm going to make it through. Take a little Robitussin and tuss it on in tonight, so we're going to make it happen.
That's
what I want you to know, folks. We are going to live vicariously through you. Broadcasting live here out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area each and every Thursday night. The show was crackolating, and it's about to be something special tonight. Fantastic as we do it. 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time is when we do it. And because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, the show just gets better and better and better each week. And as you're going to find out, tonight will be no different. Now, if you joined us last week, you heard the actor-comedian himself, Mr. Joe Torre, chime in on a wonderful topic when we talked about when doesn't size matter. And I'm telling you, that was an outstanding show. You know, Joe came and blessed us for just maybe not just a little bit of the show, but he hung around for the whole duration of the program because we just did it right. You know, Mama Michelle was rocking the house, the callers. Give it up to Claire, who chimed in as well, and Miss Nikki. I mean, the folks were just doing it. And Miss, oh, man, that was a wonderful show. What are your thoughts on that one?
Oh, man, that was an awesome show, Andy. I mean, Joe and Mama Michelle just really had me rolling. I mean, it was a lot of valuable information, and it was a good show. It was a great show. I advise and suggest everyone that if they missed it, go back in the archives and take a listen.
Most definitely, most definitely. Please do. And if y'all missed us hanging out at the Love and Laughs event, the Superfly fantastic production was on and popping this past weekend. I mean, the roundtable was what it was. We talked about the book. Jerry Palmer had him out there swinging and dancing. Joe Torre rocked the stage. Mama Michelle was doing her comedy. She rocked the house. My man Casey Mack was doing it. Oh, my gosh. It was a wonderful event.
Great. It was awesome. It was awesome. I suggest if another event comes up, that the people in DFW, they definitely need to make sure that they're there because I had a ball. I had a great time.
That's what's up. Big shout out to the fam and the folks, ladies and gentlemen. If you're on your computers, chime in and check out the website, howwasyourweekend.com, spelled was with a Z. Follow the family here on Facebook, How Was Your Weekend page. You can also check us out on Twitter at twitter.com/HWYweekend. If you can browse it, check out my website, andybrownspeaks.com, and follow Miss Oatmeal with the Realness on Twitter as well. Oatmeal Brown is the handle. And also her wonderful website at realness101.com. Learn more about the media diva as she's doing big things here in the DFW and also beyond. The nation is calling for her, and I know she's about to answer that call. And also be ready, One World Music and Media is on the rise. It's growing, and it's definitely showing, ladies and gentlemen. Today's show is brought to you in part by Fat Gator Retail Clothing Store in Dallas, Texas. It's the finest urban women's apparel here in the DFW area, also the place to get the controversial read, second place women who come in first, and Oatmeal Brown's hot single knickknack. Make sure that you go check it out. 3215 Kirkwood Drive, Suite 106 in Dallas, Texas. Call 972-283-4327 and ask for SIBO, ladies, to keep you dressed to look your best. And tell him the online happy hour sent you. Well, Miss Oatmeal, it's time to get with it.
Woo, I'm ready. You ready? Are you ready?
You know what? I'm on fire right now. I'm breathing out of one good nostril, and that one good nostril is shooting flames right now because the people need to understand about what we're going to talk about tonight. The topic might be a little controversial as we do it.
Uh-huh.
As many have been in the past.
Right.
But they need to understand. You know, you've seen them on television. You've seen them in video. You've seen them being portrayed in movies. But really, where does the ambiance come from? The gold digger. Really. We talked about it briefly in past broadcasts because it just happens to come up so frequently. It's the view that many have on women, you know, and it, they want to discuss who's a gold digger because maybe he ain't getting no play. Or maybe just because she's trying to make things happen and come across in a very provocative and intimidating way.
Okay.
Well, fellas, ladies, we're going to break it down to you tonight. Now, if you get offended, it's tough on you. Now, you may have to sniff and snot just a little bit like I am tonight, maybe for a different reason. But you're going to understand tonight that we're going to keep it 100 and real. You may want to call your mama. You might want to call your auntie. You may want to get your cousin because we're going to break down the definition of the gold digger tonight on the online happy hour. Hit your Facebook friends. Hit your Twitter pals. Tap that cousin that's been staying with you for the longest and don't want to get their own place. Go ahead and knock on your neighbor's door and say, listen, tonight we're going to talk about the definition of the gold digger and break it completely down, all the
break
way down.
Break it on down. That's right.
So the broken concrete walls are shattering, and it becomes clear as gravel tonight. Miss Oatmeal, let's do it. Let's talk about it. In fact, break it down for the ladies and the gents to understand what, in fact, is a gold digger.
A gold digger is someone that specifically is going after someone for their monetary issue, money, pockets, ducats, moolah, chochos. That's what she wants.
She wants.
She doesn't have to be attracted to him physically or mentally. If she knows that he's paid, that's her goal. That's what
listen
a gold
closely,
digger
fellas.
Is.
Listen closely, ladies. That's the premise of tonight. She just gave you the platform. She just gave you the platform. If you missed it, 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Join us in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/How Was Your Weekend? Spell was with the Z, and we're about to break down the science and define the gold digger and get into the definition of who she is. Now that we have an idea, we need to kind of understand where you can find her. Oh, now we're about to start looking. Is she climbing up your windows and sneaking in your room? Hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your wallet, fellas. Is that what's about to happen? Uh-uh.
Well, guess what, Andy?
Talk to me.
We have a caller.
Do we now?
We have a caller. Yes, we have Lena on the line. And
ooh,
she wants to break it on down for us tonight.
Well, break it on, break it on down, Lena.
Hey, Andy.
On
hey, how are y'all doing?
We good,
great,
sweetheart. How are you tonight?
Oh, man, busy, busy, busy. Just I want to get involved with y'all, and then I'm working, too, so I'm kind of multitasking here a little
as
bit.
As you
but,
should be,
do your thing. You know how I do it, Andy. But I see we got a nice hot topic tonight about some gold diggers, and there's plenty of them out there. And there's not only gold diggers that are females, but there's some males out there that are gold diggers also. And I call them kind of like opportunists. But if you want to get down to the old-fashioned ways of gold diggers that pertain to women, these are women that are on a mission. And their mission is they are attracted to money. If you don't have money, you don't have that look, they don't have any interest in you because their job is to take your money. So on that count, you're looking at people that's going to hang out at highfalutin places that got, you know, they where the hot executives are or athletes. or, you know, somebody in the industry that got money. You know, that's
right.
That's where the gold diggers are going to be at. They're not walking around your normal local clubs around here because that's not their thing. Their whole thing is they look like money, so they want to attract money.
Right.
Bravo.
A lot of them out here. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not leaving the men out because the men wanted to. They wanted to, just like women. It's just more women than it is men.
And I'm going to tell you something, ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, if you ever want to find out where the real about it gold diggers are, a hush just fell over Jerusalem. Let me drop some science on you. Just a little bit what Nina said, because this is where they normally hang out, and they tend to pray and lurk the most. Republican and Democratic national conferences. The political world is full of it because they know without a shadow of a doubt that these men are going to cover up and they are paid for the rest of their life. 2 terms in office and they're paid for the government. So these ladies will leech on and they will attack, knowing that the family is intact, knowing that their money is covered, guaranteed. Guaranteed money. Not NFL money, which is guaranteed, psych, sorry.
Right.
Not football player money, not basketball player money, because they check the check too, believe it or not. Not baseball player money, not athlete money, but political power, which runs the country, because they know that money's everlasting.
That's
right. What the gold digger is. You may not see the real ones on your level because of the thousandaire level. She just may be tinkering with just, I don't know, What's the rub off gold? What's the jewelry called that's rub off gold? The plated. That's
gold
the plated diggers right there. Gold plated diggers. Well, she'll rub off and you know it turns green after a while. But this one right here, she's top notch, baby. She's looking to get that home satisfied for the rest of her days.
Definitely.
Y'all need to follow and understand that. That's real talk right there. So for some of the people out there talking about this woman's a gold digger, she's all into my pockets. I don't think you have enough.
Right.
I don't think you thoroughly have enough. If you don't have a life insurance policy that covers you and your next 2 generations, and she's trying to get in your pockets, she's not a gold digger. She's just intimidating your mind so you spend a little bit of cash on what you do have on her. We're breaking this all the way down. And I know Nina's the truth, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a copy of the book, Second Place Women Who Come In First, take a look at the picture in the foreground as she's turning her beautiful head to the side, and you'll see who the lady is on the phone right now.
That is me. That is me. Thank you, Andy.
Absolutely, absolutely. The definition of the gold digger, ladies and gentlemen, is what we're talking about tonight. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number, because we know what she is. We know who she is. But what does she look like? Oh, Lord, now it's time to get deep. Miss Oatmeal, break it down for us if you don't mind.
This is where the issue comes into play, where if you have a woman who works hard every day, keeps herself up, can maintain her own lifestyle and doesn't have a problem with it, sometimes tend to get mixed up with the true gold digger.
Uh-oh.
It happens more so than not. So
now,
she definitely,
don't understand
she
the world,
definitely keeps herself. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Please break that down for those who don't understand the realness, because there are some of us out there who are confused, and we don't get it the first time. Even the Bible repeats itself. Please break that down if you don't mind.
She's someone that can look like me or even Nina. If you keep yourself up, if you have your own, you have your own job and you're successful in your career, you like nice things, not going overboard, not being materialistic, but it's you. Sometimes we're mistaken as gold diggers based on that. Gold diggers are the ones who keep themselves up, of course. I mean, if I was a professional gold digger, come on now, I would be in the gym every single day. I'm looking good because I would want to attract that big bank.
Yes, ma'am.
Not somebody who's on the same level as me. That's
right.
That's not a gold digger wouldn't do that.
Mm-mm. And that's what I was saying.
That's nothing. I'm sorry, Nina, what was that?
I said that's the same. That's what I was saying. Like, I'm in total agreement with you because the whole thing is if her mission is to get money, she has to look like money. Because you know, a man of that caliber, all he knows is nothing but top notch. So, you know, she knows that, okay, I have to be flawless. My makeup has to be flawless. Even if I'm just going to the store and I got my hair pulled back in a ponytail, I still have to accessorize my look. My makeup has to be not overdone, but just enough to show them that, yeah, I do stay on top of my game as far as my appearance. So those are the ones, it's money that it's the ones that are looking like money who don't have money. But you know what? If they're professionals, they've been doing this for a while. You can go to their house, and I bet you the house is off the chain. It might be a
definitely.
Poultry or town hall, but I bet you when that man goes up to their place, their house is laid because it shows nothing but money, that they deal with nothing but the higher echelon of that dollar bill.
Right.
Woo! She's looking good.
Oh,
you know
definitely.
What? If she's a top-notch gold digger and she's looking her best, she may be getting her hair done right by Dre the Hair Artisan, specializing in healthy hair maintenance and precision cuts and creative color. Dre is located at the Legacy Salon and Day Spa here in Dallas, Texas, actually Lewisville, Texas, that is. The address is 420 East Round Grove, Suite 200. And you can give her a contact call, ladies, even if you want to look like a gold digger or just look good yourself. Call her at 214-488-4888, extension 22. Again, that number is 214-488-4888, extension 22. And if you're special enough, you might as well call her cell phone, 504-957-5538, with the email address of thehairartisan@gmail.com. Ladies, they're going to look good. They're going to be taken care of. They're going to make sure that they are flawless. The definition of the gold digger is the topic tonight. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. And we want to let the men, for the men to understand, how does the average man, not the big baller, not the man in the other tax bracket, but how does the average man spot the gold digger? Should I tell you? Should I break it down, ladies? Would you mind if I did that?
Oh, no problem. Go ahead.
The average man is going to spot the gold digger because she may be the one that normally doesn't give you attention, but all of a sudden you got it. There's something that you did or something that shows either a touch, a hint of, if I can make up a word tonight, gullibility, or something about you that shows I need a little bit of attention, and I'll give you just whatever you want. If you show me a little bit of attention and affection, rub my head, stroke my chest, caress my ego, I'll continue to give to you because I appreciate that. The average man is looking for some form of satisfaction and appreciation to justify who he is at his very small level. And, gentlemen, I know you cannot deny it. If you just bought your truck or you just got your car clean and your woman doesn't recognize that and she, oh, I like your car. Oh, shit. Look at this. He saw me. I like the way you look in that suit, young man. You know what? I'm going to wear it tomorrow because somebody saw me in this, and I look good. Let me get more of her. What else can I do to get this woman's attention? Can I buy her something? Can I cover a bill? Can I put some jewelry on her body? And can I be in her? Can I just have your phone number and call you from time to time in front of my homeboy? No, that's how the average man can spot her, because normally she wouldn't talk to you. Normally your game is half dusty. You know how you kind of clean up around the house? You don't really all the way, you straighten up, but you ain't cleaned up. And you don't normally have everything in order, but it just so happens to look like you got some things in order. She's going to touch on that surface and play with your mental emotions and show face to you to just show that, you know what, there's something in you that I like. And I'm going to squeeze a little bit out of you so I can get more out of you. not out of the person that you are, not John, but the person that you're trying to be. And I'm going to pull that out of you. That's how the average man needs to spot the gold digger. It's the attention that she's going to give to you. You need to understand that, fellas. And if there's any man that ever doubts that or can say anything any different, please let me know. Call in on the comments, 646-727-3279. Have you ever been influenced by a gold digger, man? Or what you think was a gold digger? Maybe because she wanted you to buy her a drink at the bar, and maybe one for her and her girlfriends, and she didn't want to holler at you afterwards or go home with your ass? Was she a gold digger? Or maybe when she met you, you carried on that image like, yeah, I'm this hell of a dude, and I got it going on, when you really didn't, but she pulled your card anyway just to show you that you really didn't have it going on. But you didn't get the ass that you planned to get because she saw you a mile away. Is she the gold digger, or did you really just play yourself? Understand that. Maybe she was drawn into them rims you put on your 92 Honda Accord and said, you know what, this looks like a man who wastes money. He might as well spend it on me. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. The definition of a gold digger. How can she be spotted, men and ladies? How do you know, how does a woman know that she's a gold digger? Break it on down. I know you can with the realness. Talk to me tonight.
Andy, before we get into that question, I have to say something. I have
Please
to
do.
Make sure I break it down where there's an understanding between a gold digger and a bopper. Because there are a lot of boppers these days. They're everywhere. You go out, the boppers are there, especially if there's money. See, boppers don't care if they get the money or not. They want the man. And if it's sleep with them one night, they're cool with that. They get in the VIP, they get a chance to be around them and hit at the end of the night. They're cool. That's a bopper. See, and I know sometimes these days, fellas and even some females get that mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen boppers. I know boppers with money that don't need the money from the guy that they want to be noticed by. It's his status that they're attracted to.
That's very
true. The point that they have money. Because they know it's a great chance they're not going to get the money, but they'll get that attention from that guy, even if it's just one night.
Oh, so true. Do we have any boppers that want to call in and justify this?
You'll see a bopper walk outside and jump in a Lexus and get up and go to her corporate job the next morning.
She's right.
You have to understand.
She's so right. I like to add on to that, too, also, if I can.
Okay, sure.
I was saying, what you're saying is so right. And the boppers, like you said, those are the amateurs because they don't know anything about anything. They think VIP is all that. Really, VIP is just underrated. You just got a section of a club where you sit in, and they might give you a $6 bottle of champagne. You know what I mean?
Right.
They think that they're getting in somewhere and they're sitting in, and really they're not. You know, they're being laughed at because right now they're just starting at the bottom of the totem pole trying to work their way up. And where they're
right.
going, they're going any direction. There's a certain attitude, a swag that you got to carry in order to be a true gold digger. And there's a lot of women out there. And the thing is, the way they carry themselves is not comparable to a bopper. So what you're saying is so true. I see them all the time, and being in the industry that I'm in, they think that they're just top-notch when they're sitting over in VIP, and I want to say, baby, that ain't nothing. I'd rather sit over here with this crowd here because I'm having more fun. You're trying to get
right.
in where you're sitting, and you're not even sitting in.
Right.
You
so
know,
you mean to tell us that VIP stands for very inappropriate people?
No, I'm not saying that, but when you have people that think their status is high because they're sitting in VIP, and VIP Groupon, stuff like that, and they're getting this unlimited service and stuff, and women are flocking to them and so forth like that. I mean, don't underestimate VIP. It does stand for what it means, but there are some girls that, you know, they're sitting around these local clubs, and they call it VIP because, you know, we get the text about, come on out, you get VIP service. You know, we'll give you a bottle or whatever it is, and they think that they're in there. And they
right.
think because they get it so frequently that they are top-notch, and they're not. You know, they got to learn that there's a certain, when you look at a woman that's a gold digger, she has that look on her that just, you know, she's a walking dollar sign. She sees nothing
right.
less. And that's what
and
it
she's
is.
She's walking straight. She's walking straight in VIP. She got a hookup. Or she knows somebody that's already in there, okay?
Right.
She's
exactly.
not waiting for her chance to get in. She's walking in.
Exactly, exactly. So right, so right.
You see, some of them don't really know, and that's the reason for the show tonight. Some of them don't know. You don't know what a gold digger really is because you really haven't seen one. She's on your
right.
television. She's on the movie screen. She may be even in that book that you're reading, but in your lifestyle, she really don't exist, so you're trying to define her based on what you see, and
right.
that's not accurate. And so you're giving someone a title that doesn't even fit them. You're trying to make the garbage man into the high-maintenance engineer. That's wrong. You're trying to give them more credit for what they're doing, and they're not really doing that into your life. You just got played. And that's all it really is. She's not a gold digger. She just got you at your own game or a better game than you play. And it's okay if you don't call in tonight because you're embarrassed and you're ashamed that it happened to you. It's okay that you don't call in tonight because you really never knew the difference in the beginning. And it's okay if you don't call in tonight because you just need to sit on the phone and listen and really understand the truth about it. So next time that you may go out, even if you go out this weekend, if you're in Dallas, Texas, for the Grammy Prairie View activities. Don't mistake these boppers for gold diggers. Don't mistake
right.
these women who just play a better game than you for gold diggers. Yes, she's going to ask you for a drink this weekend. Why? Number one, to see if you'll do it. Number two, because she can. And number three, she might not have got paid this weekend. That's really all it boils down to it. She's not a gold digger. She wants an $8 drink. Is she going to break you? 646-727-3279, the definition of the gold digger is what we're talking about tonight. So really pay attention and understand because I want to know where it comes from. I'm a little inquisitive like that. Where does this spirit come from? Who's teaching this young lady to be a gold digger? Where is she getting this information from? Is it her girlfriends? Is it her mama? Is it the television? Is she getting it from her mother or even mother-in-law, maybe? Because, see, if you really want to break down the essence of it and find out, what really kind of disturbs me, ladies, and I wish the men would call in on this, if you don't understand it, that's fine, because there's a lot of things sometimes I would hear, and even a woman would actually tell me this, I'm looking for my Boaz. I'm looking for that right man to come and take care of me. Well, if you truly understand that story and you really want to break down the essence of what it is, see, Boaz had money. He was wealthy. He was doing his thing. And Ruth made herself present and known in front of him. Because you know what? This dude got it going on. I want to be seen by a man that got it going on. I lost my husband. He passed away. And my mother-in-law done broke it down. I went down and this man observed me. He saw me. And when I went back home, I told her who this man was. She said, you know what? This is how you get his attention. This is what you do to get his attention. After he eats, lay next to him and do him and take care of him. Let him know that you're ready for him. Yeah, think I'm lying. Check your Bible. See, a lot of people are just going to sit back and just let somebody tell you what happened rather than find out for it themselves and kind of almost get a little bit twisted. But find out the root of where this came from. Because Boaz was an older man. He had it going on. Ruth was a little bit younger. And her mother-in-law put it in because she knew, I want this woman to be taken care of. She deserves it. She needs to be with a man that's got his own step that can take care of her. that can put her in a better position, that can keep her looking good, smelling good, and being well taken care of. So is this spirit or is this thing something that's kind of passed on down the line? And some people are just playing the game altogether wrong? Or is this something that we're just doing just because such and such on TV looks good doing it? And the bitch got a badass pair of shoes on and I want to be like her. Is that what we're seeing? Or we such and such is out here making it rain and dropping all this money that they want to be like this dude, but when really you got small showers. Or even a light drizzle for that matter. And you want to make all this happen in front of this woman who you know nothing about. She's not even ready to understand you because you don't even understand you. But you want to make your presence known in front of a woman who don't even know you and you have barely a clue of who you are, what you got going on, but you want to be seen. So you flash your money and you give her stuff so that she'll pay you attention. And when she doesn't give you the attention that you want, now she's a gold digger. No, sir. You're stupid. That's what it really breaks down to. You play yourself. If I'm wrong, tell me so and call in. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. This is where we keep it real, folks. This is where we keep it 100 each and every night. Now, I know I don't talk a lot, but when I do, I want to at least make sure what I'm saying has some power. Follow me on my website, andybrownspeaks.com, and learn a little bit more about what I do to help people in their life coaching and help them go to a better place and go to a higher level. It's all about making sure that you get what you need to get to be the person that you want to be. Ladies, can you help me break that down and break down that science, please? I'm listening.
Well, Andy, you know what? By nature, a woman is attracted to strength, okay? And strength and power comes through money or the sense of being taken care of. Now, if you grew up with a father in your house and he was on top of his game, you know what that feels like. You want that feeling because that's how it's supposed to be. Well, just like anything, it gets out of hand. There are some females who feel like they take it to the extreme. A man is supposed to take care of me, and that's it. Regardless if she's doing the things that she's supposed to do the right way, so it can happen the right way, she's just after that money. That gives her pleasure. That feeds her flesh. That's her desire. So that's what she does. It's like a job, because a real gold digger, they got to be on point. So making sure your body is right, like we discussed earlier, your makeup is on point, your outfits, that's work. And then you got to make sure you're in the right places at the right time. That's work.
That's right.
You got to put money into you. You got to put a lot of money into yourself to get that big pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. So that's where it comes from. I mean, I don't know anybody that's a gold digger right now. I don't have any friends that are gold diggers. I might know of a few boppers, but I don't know any gold diggers.
Okay.
So when we have a discussion about a man saying that one of us might be a gold digger, it's funny to us. Because buying me a drink or standing back in the background and you know I want a drink because we just dance, even though I have my own money and my purse on my shoulder.
They're right.
You're going to stand in the back and wait for me to go to the bar. I don't care about that. I brought my money to buy my own drinks because I'm grown. But you just got one strike because for some reason in your head, you feel that you need to stand in the back while I go to the bar. And then when I get there, another man buys my drink. Then there's a problem. Do you know him? Yes, I do. You should have came to the bar with me. See, men play themselves sometimes because of this, I don't know, whatever's going on in the world today, thinking they know what gold digger characteristics are, or oh, if I buy this lady a drink, or if I pay for her food. The normal dating aspects does not equal gold digger, does not equal tricking. How are you going to get to know someone if y'all don't go out on a date? What does she need you for if she has to pay for it herself? It's not that she can't, and it's not about that she's trying to get you to pay. It should be natural. Now, when you start talking about rent and car notes and $1,000 tennis bracelets, you're going into a different bracket. When you talk about some food or the movies, that's nothing. It's something because, yes, we appreciate it, but it's nothing as far as saying, yeah, she's trying to get me to, you know, for dinner or lunch. I can go to dinner or lunch by myself or with my friends. That's how grown women feel about that particular situation. And see, a man that has never experienced a real woman or knowing how to be a man and not tripping off of even buying me and my homegirl a drink or my homeboy too if we all standing there, because it's not about that. He's not even trying to be Big Willie. If you've ever had any strong men in your family, you know if you guys all go out to eat, the whole family go out to eat, they're normally arguing over who's going to pay the bill. Does that make them tricking off? Are they showing out? No. Even if they got to work a couple of extra hours to get it paid, that's what they're going to do. It's not about all this other stuff and all these things that have saturated what just plain old chivalry is.
Don't
that's
have
all
to
I
have.
Right.
Definitely don't have too much of that nowadays. But my thing is, if a guy is doing all this stuff and he get mad, why does he throw it back up in a woman's face and then call us, you know, we tricked gold diggers and stuff like that? You know,
break that down. Break that down, please. Can we have an example for those who don't understand?
I mean, because, you know, it happens all the time. The guy, you know, he takes interest in a woman, you know, and he'll do things for this woman because he feels that's the way he can get to her, you know, with buying her dinner or buying her a drink or, you know, taking her out to the movies. But let him get into a spat, and the first thing come out his mouth, he want to call her a trick, you know, a hoe, gold digger, and all that stuff like that. But you did that. Nobody held a gun up to your head. You offered to do that. So why do we got to get called out of our name because you're throwing a temper tantrum or whatever the case may be?
Right.
And there's a lot of guys that do that. But, you know, those aren't men. Those are boys. Because a real man, no. I'm old-fashioned. That's the way you're supposed to treat a woman. You know, pull their feet out, hold the door open for her, close the door before they get in the car and stuff like that. So you don't have a lot of gentlemen nowadays. And, you know, to be a gentleman is just what it says, gentleman. And you don't have a lot of that nowadays because men aren't brought up, guys aren't brought up in that way. They're brought up in such a way that they disrespect women. They know how they think they can get the woman, but at the end of the day, they get mad, and we're all tricks and hoes. You know,
right.
That's all we want them for and stuff like that. But, you know, which is it's unfair to us, you know, but I think that's how society portrays a lot of stuff out there. Or we get put into that negative category. And then you have the bad eggs that actually, which are the women who actually live up to that, and they make good women like us look bad. You know, they think that we're all the same way and we're all in that same basket instead of getting the time, like you say, taking us out on a date and getting to know a person as, you know, and grow into a relationship that might be, you know, healthy. It just doesn't happen. But I can't stay on the phone long because I'm about to go to work. But, Andy, I want to say thank you so much. Oatmeal, thank you.
You're welcome.
If anybody wants to look me up on Facebook, it's Nina Itteraldi. Also, if you need some graphics done, flyers, all that. Look up Incline Graphics. Skip Knight is the bomb on it. And that Victor Clark store, don't sleep on it. That man got a lot of nice clothes. But y'all got a Hot Topic tonight. I'm driving in this rain and it's treacherous out here. But, Andy, I'm definitely going to keep listening.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Well,
definitely thank you for calling in. Don't let this be the last time that you join us here on the Online Happy Hour. We appreciate it. Drive careful, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Well, Miss Oatmeal, we've heard from Nina. She kept it 100. And you know.
Well, guess what? We have another caller. We have a guy on the line.
It's about time. Let the men step up and represent. Who's on the line with us tonight?
It's your Nizzy Live, baby.
Nizzy Live.
Nizzle. It's your Nizzle. KNIZZA.
Okay. We got you. What's going on?
How's it, my brother? How you doing?
I'm all right, man. Just tuning in with you. Going to give my definition of a gold digger.
Please do.
Okay.
Definition of a gold digger, a.k.a. give me what you want for a pork chop. You know what I'm talking about? Break it down, shake it like it's hot. You know what I'm talking about?
All right.
Female pimpstress, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
A female pimpstress.
Pimpster.
You know what I'm saying? Get them.
How did you find her phrase? That's a certain type of a gold digger.
It's certain. There's several different categories of a gold digger. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what are those categories? Please enlighten me. Please enlighten
us.
Well,
the category that I'm familiar with is the poke chop theory.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Chuck that change. You know what I'm saying? Let me see something. You know what I'm saying? Let me see. And sometimes it goes off the stage, though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Me, myself, I ain't never indulged, but I got a lot of problems that indulge, you know, in that type of activity. You know what I'm saying? You know, when they're on them stages, what they looking for?
Money.
Cash. Like your girl Oatmeal Brown say, cheese, cheddar. Chulo.
Toto. Rilla, Sprats, Paper.
Bread.
That's
great. You know what I mean?
That's what you call it. It's all that.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So what you call that? That's what you call a gold digger. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't want you. Some of them might convert. You know, they see somebody they like, they might convert. No, you know what I'm saying? And then they'll fall into the spot. You know what I'm saying? They'll fall in, and then they might even let them be their little manager for a minute. They ain't finna stop making that money, though. You feel me?
they let them manage for a while.
Yeah. But other than that, that's one cat. The stripper, that's one category. That's gold thing. But they need that money. Got to pay the college fund. Some of them got to support the drug habits. Like, you know,
that's
you know
what they
mean?
Do for a living, though. That's their job, though.
Yeah,
I'm not
you know
mad.
What I'm saying?
I'm mad at them because that's
yeah.
the profession that they chose. Strip.
Yeah.
But, hey, you better get up there and work the pole right. You better Your moves better
okay,
be on point.
Man. I ain't mad at them. I'm like, go get them. You know what I'm talking about? That's what they're there for. They want to give you their money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that's one. But then you got the other one that, you know, plays the corporate life. But then she got this old cat, you know what I'm saying? You know, he think he doing big because he got this big booty and them big chest walking around with him. You know what I'm saying? But,
okay.
You know, she don't really want him. You know, she nice to him, you know, because he dishing out that cheddar, man. He pumping out that cheese every month. Bills paid, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's on another level of game, you know what I'm saying? But
does she really need him?
Huh?
Because you said she was a corporate. Does she really need him? So does that make her a gold digger?
Well, she ain't corporate big time corporate. She just like working in an office somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Might be a boss man or something. You know what I'm talking about? You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
She might
just
be a boss.
Them the kind of gold diggers I'm familiar with. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seasonal veterans.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they'll come in and you may see them for just a little bit and they disappear. You know,
mm-hmm.
when it's game, it's basketball season, you might see them. Like
yeah.
Groundhogs, they come on out.
Yeah, yeah. And that kind of what causes some players, you know, to kind of get a little, you know, all the players want to be defensive players because they don't want to get that hurt, you know, hurt thing going on, you know, to where they are, you know. The chick just really digging them for what they can do for them or what, you know. And I go digging it all. It might not always be for money. It might be for something else, what you can do for them. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm going to tell y'all something real quick. I'm going to go ahead and break the sister code, okay?
Okay.
Because sometimes it's not considered being a gold digger. Since you mm-hmm. want to break it down in different brackets, sometimes
mm-hmm.
females meet sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That's
what we call them, sponsors. Sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really need it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not really gold digging. But see, like you said, there's some, Andy spoke on it, there's some dudes out there that are gullible.
Oh, yeah.
And like you said, you know, big booty, chest, whatever, looking good. She even mm-hmm. driving big. I mean, she cool.
Yeah.
But she needs a sponsor or two.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get the sponsors mixed up. The ones that need the sponsors mixed up with the gold diggers.
What are you talking about, sponsors, a.k.a. tricks?
There you go. Hey. Sponsors and tricks are the same thing.
I'm on it. I'm on it.
But they say it's not tricking if you got it, right?
That's what they say.
Sometimes they really don't have it, and they try to act like they do.
And they
see
spend
what
the
happens
last
is,
time.
Two of them, yeah, you can tell. Because see, what happens is, what they're doing, it's so obvious. They want to break big bank at the club
mm-hmm.
and buy, you know, and have I'm going to buy everybody in here a round of drinks on me.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you say that, it's like kicking over an anthill, and here comes everybody out. But what
mm-hmm.
you done put yourself in a bad position is, oh, hold on. I really meant, what I meant to say was, I'm going to pay for 5 drinks.
Mm-hmm. Balling on the budget, you know what I mean?
On the budget.
Right.
You can't cover
then
it
next
out.
Week he talking about, I ain't got no money. I got to, you know, got to make sure I got gas for this week. Really?
They might not even make it next week, because as soon as the lights come on, y'all going to IHOP? Can somebody cover my plate?
Because
you weren't expecting all of this, and you put yourself out. Now, here today is the 21st, and you get paid on the 30th. What you going to do for the next 9 days? Do the math. Do the math. Don't make a long-term decision based on a temporary situation. You're doing foolish things.
Right.
Trying to impress somebody that doesn't even know your last name.
No, you want to do your definition of.
Put them on the phone. Whoever it is, they need
yeah.
to break this down. Just pass the phone. We'll talk to them.
Hello.
Definitely.
Yes. Okay.
That's how we do, ladies and gentlemen. 646-727-3279. This is the online happy hour. Where else can you go? Driving in the rain. Sitting at home in front of your family and friends, out at the bar, going to Walmart for that last-minute shopping, or just chilling, learning, logging in, listening more about what you already know. With the Realness 101 herself, Ms. Oatmeal Brown, and I'm just glad to be a part of the show. My name is Andy Brown. I'm just chiming in from time to time. Ms. Nina has chimed in. We got the Magic Man. Skip is on the phone with us doing it big. My man, we're chiming in from all over the country. Real talk, all night long, giving it to you 100%.
That's what's up.
The
definition of the gold digger is tonight's topic. And you may think you know him. You might not know him, but we're breaking him down tonight. Sometimes is it long-term gold digging or just a seasonal? I just need to get by with a little bit right now, get myself back up.
Oh,
and my last makeshift didn't work out so well, and I was used to this dude spoiling me. But now that we done broke up, I need to maintain this level till I find somebody else.
That's not gold digging. That is not
Let
gold digging.
Let me find somebody else. Let me get somebody
there's
else involved in what I'm
that
doing.
That gold digging a prostitution.
No. What's that's going on you, is they're not paying attention.
That's when you get the tricks. No, that's when you can get a trick. If you go, if you're struggling and you need something to crack off, and somebody comes along and they just talking up on how much money they got,
mm-hmm.
and all this bread, and she's struggling, do you expect
that's
her
right.
to say no?
Exactly.
She's not digging for
exactly.
it.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with
right.
it. Right. I'll be like, I mean, hey, you flaunting this nice looking woman around here, you know what I'm saying? You can't buy a dinner? Come on, man. What's up?
Right. You know, I don't know any gold diggers personally.
Well, actually,
because they go for the gusto. I've known of a few boppers. I've known of, you know, a few bills paid here. That's not gold digging.
Yeah, well, when I was a youngster, you know, my daddy always told me, man, get your older woman, they got some money. So, you know, I guess I could be held in that category for once trying something out like that, and I've been married for a long time because... But I didn't get married. I wouldn't think about. I was a rapper. I wouldn't think about getting married. So I was like, oh, she's older and she got some cheese. So I'm married.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm married, so I can be held in back in the day in that category. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know.
Definitely.
Yeah. You know, I guess you'd call it jiggle on or whatever. You know. But, now, it's kind of like when you keep it 100, you know, 100, 100, you know, you got to take a good out show of things, you know what I'm saying? You know if she a gold digger, she said, you know, soon as you take out to go eat some dinner, she tell me, I need to buy $500, my bills due, you know what I'm saying? And that's what she called that. I'm saying she need it, but I don't even know you that well, baby. What's up? You know what I'm saying?
Her game is weak. She's not a professional.
For real. She ain't taking time with it. You know, she got to work it.
Right.
Yeah. She got to work it.
So, like
now.
Those aren't gold diggers. You know, females is, you know, doing this for two piece and a pepper. They're not gold diggers.
A lot of them, they just trying to get it. You know what I'm saying? You know? What's it? SugarDaddy.com. Now I don't know about that one. That's a gold digging spot there. You know, you got women selling 24. You know, but I know some. They give them throw that money in their purse and they ain't give up nothing. You know, white boys just want to tickle their ears or their toes or something. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Right.
But anyway, Andy Brown, I just kind of support your show, man. I got to get up out of here. And
we shall thank you, brother.
I just like, everybody, you know, I blast you out on Facebook and everything, you know what I'm saying? They call in, we're going to get them. We're going to get them. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, man, I just like to thank, you know, Top Line Records, you know, shit, AndyBrownSpeaks.com, you know. Of course, business I'm affiliated with, the Incline Graphics, you know, check them out on Facebook, you know what I mean? And other than that, I'll see you later, Andy Brown and Miss Oatmeal.
All right, thank you.
All right, y'all, welcome.
This is an outstanding show. I don't care if you don't like it, if you didn't learn anything, somebody got some information. Somebody got some truth tonight. And this is just how we do it. We keep it 100. We keep it real. We keep it 1,000 on here. Now, people are going to call in, and they're going to say what's on their mind because they know. Maybe they've seen it. Maybe they haven't. But they're talking from their own real life experience. So what keeps you closed now? What keeps you not wanting to say anything? Is it because you don't know? Or maybe it's because you're taking this opportunity to listen and learn for yourself. Understand, folks, we ain't going nowhere. This is how we get down. We're going to keep it 100 all the time. I'm hushing my mouth. I'm going to let Miss Oatmeal go on and get real with it.
Keeping it 100 all day, every day. That's what we do. I think they're on hush because we truly broke it down tonight of what the true definition of a gold digger is. So there might be some fellas listening that are like, oh, well, this chick wasn't a gold digger. She wanted to know where I work, but, I mean, I'm only a thousandaire. She wanted me to buy her a drink, but, I mean, really, when I think about it, that's really not nothing. Really? A drink? taking her
or maybe
out.
It was that young lady who needed to understand that this isn't really who you are.
Right.
This isn't really what you need to be labeled as. Maybe you need to take this opportunity to just listen and find out a little bit more about the true definition so you don't get tagged and called something that you're really not.
Right.
Or maybe you're trying to emulate something that really doesn't define who you are. You're better than that. You deserve more. Just because you want a little bit more out of your life and somebody labels you because they can't step up and they can't afford to carry that weight, maybe you don't need to be labeled that way. Maybe you don't need to be seen in that light. Maybe you need to see a little bit more value in yourself because it happens. It's not just on television. It's not just in the movies. It's not just with your girlfriends. It's not just in the Bible. But things like this do happen. And the situations may come and go from time to time. It may be a short-term deal. It may be a long-term. It may be in the political office. It may be on the football field. It may be on the basketball court. And it may be in corporate America. But the fact of the matter is, the gold diggers are out there. Male.
They're out there.
Female. And they don't mind being recognized. Because it's a part of them that's needing something. They're desiring something. Something to take them to another level or have them at a level maintained where they think they need to be. But if you look deep down inside of yourself and you see that where your source and where your strength really should come from, it's not about the material things that edify you and make you great. It's not about that car that you're driving that makes you that bad bitch. It's not about that neighborhood that you think that you must live in. It's not about the jewelry or the diamonds that you must carry around blinging. But it's about your own self-worth. Where's your own value coming from? Who says you are worth this much? By the media? By your friends? By what you think you see? Or is that self-value really coming from inside that says, you know what? I don't really need that stuff to define who I am. I don't need this man to define who I need to be. I don't need this image to say that I need to be this type of person. When you should look deep inside of yourself and find it in the core of who you are and have that self-justification come out, because that is truly what's going to be most attractive to anybody around you, because they're looking at you first. They may see the stuff on the outside, but that inner spirit that's inside of you, that's what really counts. That's what people really want to see, because that's who's going to really define you, not the material things, because you can look good now, but something can happen later on to your outside, to your outward appearance. Your ass might start eating fast food too much because you're just by yourself and you can't cook. Your ass might just want to just, you know, go out from time to time and start eating so much and just get lost in that self-pity. It happens. Men do it too. So who are you really aiming to please by being a gold digger? Who are you really looking for to justify who you are and what you're doing? This is Real Talk Radio. If I'm lying, I'll stop doing this show right now, and I'll never do it again. But this is how we get down, folks. This is real.
It's the money, and it's the materialistic things. It's the spirit. I mean, it's like a drug. Just like people who use drugs, they got to have it. They got to have it. They can be as beautiful as all outdoors on the outside, or fine as he want to be. But if the mentality is, I got to have these things, this is what makes me, this is what keeps me up to par. Well, I have to play people for their money, so I could uphold this persona. And I get a job and have a side hustle. Not just enjoy the perks that my outer appearance gives just because, but this extra is giving me some type of status. Now, this is what I've seen when I've seen certain gold diggers that I've known before in my life. And these females were beautiful. Well, they didn't even need to do that. But whatever that spirit that they had within them, they felt they needed to do it. That's how they needed to get their cash, and that's how they were going to stay on top of the game, even if it wasn't real, because it's not real if it's not yours. If you stop digging a month and then your money going to run low, that's, it's not yours. So you've got to continue to play this game. You've got to continue to be this person, even though you're already beautiful. To have your money coming in. So it definitely, I feel like it's a spirit that's within certain individuals, be it a male or a female. By any means necessary, using this person for money. I'm digging for money. I don't care if I hurt their feelings. I don't care what happens. I feel like I got it like that. Well, I can pull money out this person. And that's what they do.
Incredible.
Like we said, you gotta be up on your game. That's how you recognize who a gold digger is. But see, sometimes the man or the female so mesmerized how this person looks on the outside and how they're carrying themselves. They have no idea that this person is a gold digger. And that's how, you know, in today's society, we're all getting put in one box. Because maybe some guys and maybe some females have never seen a true gold digger. So just by being able to work for yourself, liking nice things, being able to afford it, somebody else must have gave you the money. I had a guy tell me that I knew. I walked out and got in my car and left work one day, and he said, "What Negro bought you that?" I smashed off. Why? Because to me that's ignorant. Why would you even, how come it can't be, "I see you, you working hard," or "That's tight"? Why did it have to be, "Who bought that for you?" Why is you say you want this certain type of person, but then on the flip side, you're so quick to throw them in the negative category without even knowing the details. And then when you get a gold digger, you don't know that you got one. Like, it's all jacked up. And that's all I have to say right now, Andy. I mean, you know, I'm keeping it 100, keeping it real. And that's reality, because that's the reality that I live in and some of the other females and males that I, you know, that live around me. It's real talk.
It is real talk. And this is where you're going to get it, ladies and gentlemen. The online happy hour is here. We've been doing this thing for quite some time. Some people want us to shut up and just go ahead about our regular day. But you know what? It's not going to happen. There's a greater calling on us right now because this message has to be heard. And somebody out here needed to hear this information. They're not going to get it from their friends because your friends may not even say this or encourage you to stop. You may carry on the persona that you think you're gold digging because it's an image that you think that you need to maintain. Or it's something that you think you need to provide for somebody else because that's the way that you think that you know. But if that's a talent that you have, why not utilize that talent somewhere else? Why
right.
not try that powerful skill on something else and edify yourself in a different way? Obviously, there's something in you, inside of you, that desires more. So find what that desire truly is. Understand yourself. Why is it that you want these things? What is it about you that says, "I have to have this kind of lifestyle"? Honestly, because you are designed to be a queen and not a harlot and not a hoe and not labeled as such. So understand what a queen is so you'll know how to be treated like one and how to be cared for like one and so that a king can truly find you instead of looking for the surface things to edify and let somebody recognize that through you. not because of what you drive or what you wear or how you carry yourself or how somebody thinks you should look, because it must come from inside of you. You are truly a queen. Understand who you are, where you came from. Don't just stop at your ancestry of slavery. It goes deeper than that. It goes beyond that, because there's more in you than you can ever imagine. If you can look back at yourself and understand who you said you wanted to be as a little girl, I know a gold digger was not the option. Mommy, when I grow up, I want to play these niggas like they never been played before. You didn't say that. And if you did, you was crazy. But it's something inside of you. I want to be a princess. I want to be a queen. I want to be something great. But it was something happened along the way that you stopped believing in yourself to see that all the way through. Take this time and take this hour to find it again. Because now, more than ever, you're really going to need it. And so the men out there who are saying that, that have daughters, understand the influence that you're putting on this little girl. Understand the outcome of what your daughter might end up doing because of the way that you portray women and the way that you carry yourselves around women. What image are you really putting in that little girl's head? How are you letting her know that it's okay for her to be that way? And why would you even do that? Get some understanding about what a queen truly is and let that thing come out of her and let it show through you. Step up and be a man. Look, my daughter, this is what I want you to be. This is the kind of man that I want you to have in your life. And this is why. Let her know that sometimes it's not okay to be carried on and be perceived like that. Let her know that the material things are not the way for her heart to be desired. Give back into her. Don't just dismiss this little girl because you and the mama fell out. Don't miss that opportunity for her and repeat that cycle. Now, somebody might say I'm tripping because I don't have a daughter, but I am a father. I am a parent, and I see it happen on a regular basis. It's not about me. It's about what you can do and give back to your child. Is gold digging going to continue on? Maybe. But you can take the opportunity to slow it down if you want to. Single men out there.
You know what? This thing goes in another direction as well. See, all females that are gold diggers didn't plan on being gold diggers. A man could have approached them and just, you know, start splurging. You're so beautiful. I want to do this for you. I want to do that for you. And if this is the first man that really she felt that he gave her strong attention, and it came with the money and the monetary things and the material things, and then she stopped seeing him, but she liked that, guess what? It's a great chance she might continue and want to find another man that's offering the same thing. She becomes a gold digger. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not all about, I mean, you could just be a regular person, a regular female, nice looking, just doing what you do on a daily basis. And this man comes along. See, this man has many faces. The world is so general, and there's so many different angles. It doesn't just go, you know, come through that one particular angle of, oh, I'm just starting now. I just need these material things. I just want it. I just want it. I just want it. I got to have it. I got to play these people to get it. What if it was freely given in the beginning, and that's the feeling that he or she liked? And so they wanted to continue with that. I've seen it. I've seen it. So I know that it exists in that form. We got to really pay attention, really get to know people for who they are. Because even on the flip side, even if the female's used to having money, guess what? and you come along and you tricking. Of course. Or you come along and you're buying trinkets and material things and giving her money and showing, that's your way of showing her you like her. Yeah, she's going to accept it. But guess what? If her heart's not in it, she's going to leave you. She wasn't with you just because of money, but because she's used to it. That's just the type of guy that she's going to be attracted to because that's what she's used to. And that's why I say this gold digging thing has gotten thrown all into so many different forms that you really have to take a look at the specifics in each situation before you just go ahead and say, hey, this person is gold digging for this reason, for that reason. There are different reasons. Hello? There are many faces to this thing. Did the rain and the storm put us out here online, on the air? Because I don't hear anybody. I just hear hail, rain, thunder, lightning. Well, where's Andy? Well, maybe Andy's phone went out. We're going to keep it rolling. Go on to the next question. Gold digging. Is it a lifelong commitment or short-term decision? I feel that you're going to gold dig as long as you feel that you want to live that lifestyle. Because gold digging, like I said earlier, is like having a job. Everything has to be on point if you want to gold dig the right way. A little rent here and there, a gift card. To me, that's not true gold digging. That's why I say I don't know any real gold diggers. Because right. To me, they should be beyond my status. You know what I mean?
Right.
We shouldn't be going the same places and doing the same things. I should be able to call you and you, like, out the country. What are you doing? You know what I mean? Bring me two purses back. Can I go, too? I mean, doing it real big. The homegirls are there, too. I mean, you got it going on. But if we right here in the DFW together, no. A
this
true gold digger, she's getting it in for real. Not a sponsor. She don't just have a sponsor. She's getting it in. She's pulling up in that new Jag. Not a C-Class, but the new Jag. Right. Might come out, I mean, might pull up in a Ferrari or something like that. Now, that's what my mouth is going to drop. I'm going to be like, man, I just want to know the story. Tell me how you do it. I don't want to do it. I just want to hear about it because you are off the chain. That's what
zoom,
I'm talking
zoom.
About.
Zoom, zoom.
Right.
Zoom, zoom. We're defining you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. This is how we're doing it. I have to sit back and just absorb it all in. The definition of the gold digger, Miss Oatmeal Brown, is keeping it 100 with the realness, for real. This is how it happens, folks. You have to understand something before you can label it or call it what it is. You can't give it a title if you can't define it. It doesn't make sense to call something a gold digger and not really know what a gold digger really is.
Right.
So sit back and understand and get some of the true mentality. You heard from Nina, you heard from Skip, you heard from Miss Oatmeal. And I had to say my piece on it, too. But this is what we do, folks. This is real talk. Where else can you go and get it like this? Tell me, because I'm curious. Now, if you're in the DFW area, you may want to understand that it's going to be going down in Henderson's Chicken next week. Going forward, we're going to be representing live, folks. So come on out and enjoy the online happy hour. Taste the flavor that is Oatmeal Brown. Taste some of this Henderson's chicken. Get you a good drink. Log
That's
in
right.
from wherever you are. Call in and trip out with us, folks. It's called expansion and evolution. Maybe y'all just need to quit saying all that stuff and just go on with your regular life. I'm sorry. Can't happen now. It's a greater calling on us, and we're answering that call. Yes, music is in effect. The Realness 101, Realness Entertainment is happening. The record label is out there. It's happening, folks. Take this as your opportunity to get in. Don't hate it. Looking for the opportunity, say, you know what? I've been looking for the opportunity to get my voice out there.
That's right.
And they set the path, and they're setting the tone. Let me let my vocals be heard. I can sing. I can rap. I got a few beats I want to lay down. Well, here's your opportunity.
Right. I got a book. Something. I model. I have a business. I want to come on, market, advertise. That's what we're here for. We're actually here to network and help people. But some people don't understand that because they're not used to it.
No. It's
just
not
can't
about
be real. It
what
just
you're
can't
doing
be real.
And what you're not doing. That's not it. That is so not it. It's not what we're doing and what you're not doing. Take that out. Take that completely out because we're here to help. That's what a blessing truly is. It's about helping. Now, she comes with the realness, folks, each and every week. Check her out. Realness101.com is the website to learn more about Oatmeal Brown. Her single is out, Knick Knack. She's got a ringtone, folks. She has a single out on iTunes. How many people in your phone do you know right now that have a single out on iTunes? Call them up and tell them let us hear their music. Why don't you support this young lady? Go ahead and download that ringtone. My GSU fam, represent. We need to be playing Knick Knack for the band, for halftime. Let them represent it. You know, deep down in the back of your mind, you jamming to it, but you just didn't want to tell nobody. Okay. That's fine. But watch the evolution continue to grow. With you, without you, or in spite of you. It's going to happen. It can happen. It will happen, and it is happening. Understand, folks, the idea was created. The thoughts were put in place. Your boy did pretty good in English composition and decided to write a book, put those words down on paper, and it actually became a short novel. So people said, well, yeah, I don't know. I don't want to really buy it. I'll wait till it goes on Barnes & Noble. Well, guess what? If you go to Barnes & Noble right now and on a Nook book, you can download the copy yourself. It's available. It's about evolving and growing.
Say it
ain't
so.
In your own lane and not only
your
wanting to just work
not.
For somebody else.
Your book is not online, is it? Barnes
oh,
&
yeah.
Noble? Seriously?
Barnes & Noble. Amazon.com. Kindle. Download the copy. You can get it right now. But maybe that's not what you want to support. Because
no,
it wasn't your idea.
And because you're not there to them. You're not, who's the famous male author?
He's trying to be Michael Bayston. No, he's Andy
right.
Brown. Stop that. Create your
they
own
forget
lane.
That. They forget where Michael Bayston was before he was placed out into the mass media. See, people feel like success comes from the mass media, and it doesn't. There's so many successful people not on television or under the radar. It's ridiculous. Do you know how many? They don't understand how many millionaires or brilliant authors, artists, rappers, actresses, actors, into journalism, just anything. But just because they don't see them or hear about them on BET, Bravo, VH1, oh, y'all ain't doing that. Y'all ain't nobody. Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Is
See,
that
my GSU fam, y'all don't remember when Lil Wayne and the Hot Boys used to come on Grambling's campus? It's called fights. and cause ruckus. Who is this little ugly dude that looked like a dead end of a cigarette butt? Yeah, that's Lil Wayne. That's Lil Wayne. Used to come to Hot, used to come to Spring Fest and stand out there on the Sigma Hill with the bros. They just didn't, they didn't know what that was. They were just out there. Yeah, that's him. Same dude. But now
what about
you,
Erykah Badu?
Music.
Erykah Badu in the Village. She's chilling. She's chilling. Grandma said university song.
People just want to create legacies and live their life and not just understand, ooh, child, if I can just make it to tomorrow. You're crazy. There's more in you than that. Big shout out to my frat brother, Brother Beware, my man Randy Butler. He just survived a liver transplant. I'm so proud of you, bro. Tomorrow's not promised for anybody.
No, it's not.
He got moved to the top of the list. That's a blessing. That's my man, 50 grand. That's real talk. It's not promised.
Amen.
But God is all powerful, and he'll see you through it. Y'all better believe it. And if you think we fake, you think we lied, challenge it.
Keep watching.
Challenge it.
Keep watching.
The definition of a gold digger. Real talk tonight. This is how we do, folks. Understand. If you miss the live show, it's okay. Log on to How Was Your Weekend. Join the online happy hour. Check us out. Get some past shows. Follow us on Facebook. Tell us how you like the show. Even if you didn't like the show, tell us what we left out about gold diggers. Maybe we did. Maybe we didn't. But here's your chance to go ahead and create your voice. The Realness 101 is there. Andy Brown Speaks is there. If you want to get your logo, you heard from the man himself. Skip Knight is doing big things, Impact Design. I'm in awe. I learned a lot tonight. Miss Oatmeal Brown, I hope you did. You taught more. I hope you learned something.
Oh, definitely. Learned about the pork chop status. Pork chop status of a gold digger. I had never heard that one before.
Y'all need to holler at Skip Knight, 214-397-9027. Tell them AB and Oatmeal Brown sent you to get your discount, to get your graphics done. I hope my frat brothers enjoy some of his creativity work. ZyPBS.org, the website so the brothers can go ahead and chime in and get ready for homecoming 2011 to GSU campus. Yeah, he laid the graphics. That's the man that did it. Hate it if you must, but it's Blue Five till I die, and I'll represent, and I'll show them, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we do. I've had a great night, Miss Oatmeal. I hope you've enjoyed yourself.
I definitely enjoyed myself tonight. I did feel like I talked a bit, but you know what? It was something I could speak up on.
Mm-hmm.
Because the word is used so freely. We said that before. It's like when we talked about the definition, no, the evolution of a hater. The word is used so freely. Gold diggers used so freely these days. We got gold diggers mixed up with boppers, sponsors, hood rats. They not all the same.
Nah.
They're different. They're different. They're different, you know.
Well, it takes a special talent to be a gold digger. And I understand, folks, it takes a special talent to be who you are and understand what you're called to be. I just want to say it's been wonderful. As we wrap the show up, I want to thank the wonderful people that chimed in tonight, for those that learned something, maybe even in the chat room if they were chiming in as well. This has been a great show. If you learned something and you got some great information, do us a favor. Chime in next week with us while we broadcast live at Henderson's Chicken. Come in and see us. Come trip out with us. If you can't make it down, have two or three more of your friends to call in and listen to the great topic that we're going to bring to you next week. I'll make sure to post that for you. My grand fam, the game is on this weekend. We're going to do it big. Dallas, Texas, Grambling State University versus Prairie View at the Cotton Bowl. We're going to do big things. The after party's going down. You're going to hear more about it. Miss Oatmeal, it's been a wonderful night. My name is Andy Brown.
And I'm Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101. God first, make sure you go to the Back to the Yard after alumni after party at the ALOS. That's what's going down on Saturday, October 1st.
Represent. Go mark to my friend,
go tonight and get you some of this knick-knack as we chime out tonight. We go.
We go.
The next neck patty wax by the side from the bag. But we'll be thinking that these are fitting in the strategy. Cornbread, collard greens, red beans, mac and cheese. If you like the baby tea, so let me put your money in. What? So let me put your money in.
Just cause you see me in my jeans, don't mean that you can see me. I know that you're a big booty thing. You like the way my body lays.
No extra ass tucks or nips, yeah.